The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to another exciting moment on the radio. Abayomi Obabolujo is my name. I go straight to business. Access Bank PLC is the most outstanding stock on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange as we speak. That is, after its 10-day price bull run. Let me give you the list of others that are worth your considerations as the Nigerian equities market opens for today's trading in the next hour. The Oracle wants to speak. Why not pick your phone? Prompt a friend, a family member, a colleague to listen right now. I will be right back.
The Oracle is back!
With Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. Eternal Oil, FBNH, Fidelity are all Bible on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange this morning. These are what the indicators are saying. You don't get it better on any platform because it has taken me going through more than 250 active stocks on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange to come out with this list. What I have virtually done was to look at some of these equities one after the other, and in some cases, noting the positions of about 10 indicators on each one of them. So what you're going to be listening to just for about 3 minutes or thereabout had taken me hours, almost 7-8 hours to compile. So Eternal Oil, FBNH, Fidelity are such low price equities that you can consider. But please note, when I say you can consider, that is not to say that their prices cannot come down today and then Friday again it goes up, then on Monday, Tuesday, the prices of these equities might rise, and then because profit taking abounds in the market as we speak. So except for an outstanding equity like Access Bank, where we have seen 10 consistent days of price growth, and in this short period there had not been any equity that recorded such significant performance. So Access, as we speak now, is just in a class of its own. But Eternal Oil, FBNH, that is the big elephant, and Fidelity are currently low enough in price for you to consider them. Guarantee's price is high when compared to others. Anyway, it lost yesterday, but with the indicators that I am seeing, the price of Guarantee Trust Bank PLC is trending up. Honeywell PLC shedded some price yesterday, but the moving average convergence and divergence and the stochastics are actually looking positive. Transcorp PLC is not that strong in potential price growth, but it is not significantly also looking that weak to be considered. UBA is mixed in potential performance. While the MACD and stochastics are looking positive, Williams percentage is actually looking down. Money flow for UBA remains flat, thus suggesting that the stock needs some more funds entering into it to remain upbeat. Otherwise, profits taken abound in UBA PLC. But UBA is such a stock that you may decide to hold for the medium term. Wemavan PLC is not looking bad, though Williams percentage indicator for Wemavan is looking flat. But other leading indicators are showing Wemavan is good enough to be held or considered for purchase at current price. Zenith, even after 3 days of consistent gains, is still looking sharp. Can it put forth a same performance as Access Bank PLC recording 10 straight days of consistent price growth. Time will tell, however, if in the process of time, profit takers creeping to Zenith begin to pull the price down, it will not still make Zenith a bad stock venture. You have gone to invest in it as we speak. So we wait to see what the market does to the current situation of Zenith Bank PLC. The way I see the position, however, two or more days of consistent price growth might be required to affirm uptrend. But for now, Zenith is good to be considered. Now, the stock market is primarily designed for long-term investment. That was why history of capital markets started with long-term instruments such as bond. But truth remains that every long-term at the end will become short, because quite a number of people, if they are not even in the majority, always think of the short term in the stock market. And I need to say this because that was what so many people did in 2008, not understanding the market well. That was why they lost a fortune. Of course, I lost a lot of money. I lost a fortune also in the stock market, but that was not to say strategy failed me or I did not know what I was doing, but I lost because I will always remain with the market in good and bad days. But for those who are listening to me and your experience in the stock market is not that wide, it's not that much, and you are looking for how to invest in the market for the short term, this that I'm saying I will benefit you more. Please take the time, listen. You say you are undertaking an investment for 10 years in the stock market, for example, but the 10 years, one day will become one day. In other words, every passing day in the capital market is seeing a once upon a time long-term investment being undertaken at a time becoming short and exit being made, or a decision to further retain the investment being made. So at any point in time in the stock market, you will see, as you are seeing exit, so also you are seeing a fresh entry. As some funds are entering the stock market and they are designed to remain there for the long term. Some funds are also going to be retired because they have been there for the long term. As you are undertaking to embark on a journey of the short term in the stock market by investing your money, some people apparently also might be exiting. And when they started, it was probably designed to be a short-term investment. That is the way the market is. So in a typical market, there will always be free entry, free exit. And then the starting point of those that are exiting now might be in the long term. Maybe they've been there 10 years, they've been there 5 years, and then they've been there 30 years. It might also be for the short term, right? So over the years, because of the changing structure of the market, short-term investment seems to have become more attractive to investors in the capital market across the globe. It is not just in Nigeria. That is not a sin, except that this is where most people, like I said before, do get their fingers burnt fast, and in some cases actually do lose, and in the process become discouraged. Let me give you a short guide. If you want to attempt short-term investing in the market, maybe Nigeria or America or Ghana or anywhere, so what are you to look for? Number one, in short-term investing, exit strategy is much more important than entry. In other words, before you buy, consider possibilities of being able to sell, maybe after one day or 1 week or 1 month or 1 year, as the definition of your time frame might be. If you're not sure of a secured exit, don't buy at all. Number two, to be sure of the exit possibilities, you must look at the level of activities in the very stock you are considering over time. That's why you need to listen to this program, visit our website. All right, just continue to listen to me this morning. On the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange today, there are more stagnant stocks than those that are active. And that is why you need to look at the past, the rate at which these stocks had been active or not, before you begin to say you want to do short term in them, maybe because they release one result or the other, maybe because there is one information that is positive about them or the other. There are more stagnant stocks than those that are active. As we speak now on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, it's not the making of the stock exchange or the making of anybody. It is just the rate at which investors are responding to those equities. Am I communicating, please? Stocks that should qualify for short-term investing are those where daily activities of volume, deals, and value are consistently high. And so people think that when the stock exchange releases these figures, they are useless. They are not. That will help you to know that this stock you are intending to buy is not active. And then they are to give you a guide or direction that this stock you are considering to buy, they are active enough. That is what the deals, the values, the volume that the stock exchange releases every day. That is how important they are. Nobody might have told you that, but the Oracle is saying it this morning. Number three, that shares in issue of such stocks that you are considering for a short-term journey must be fairly large, and these stocks must be evenly distributed among shareholders, so they are always selling and buying back. Stocks of companies with low shares in issue that are also concentrated in the hands of those that will not trade or readily sell will rarely remain active or suitable for short-term investment. Such stocks might retain high price. The dividend payout of such stock might be good, but price vacillation and volatility will not be in place. Please note, in short-term investing, volatility is where your profit is. Volatility will make you sell when prices of such stocks quickly rise and make you buy them back when same prices become low again. Volatility is, however, a function of liquidity, and liquidity is, in turn, a function of so many factors like the economy. In other words, the economy must be stable enough and conducive, with the stock market also responding well, before you can undertake short-term investing. Liquidity is also a creation of monetary regulation by the Apex Bank to determining the direction of funds. It is when the direction of funds is determined that investors can say to a level of precision whether liquidity will be sustained or not in the market. In other words, if regulation is taking funds away from the stock market by making other investment platforms more attractive to the stock market, liquidity in the stock market will be short-lived. But if regulation takes funds away from other investment platforms and thereby making the stock market attractive, short-term investment in the stock market becomes advisable. So there is very little we can do on the radio. So you got to join me and others this Saturday at 10 a.m. I will be dishing out more. I don't need to think of what to say to know what to say, because I already know what to say as far as the stock market is concerned. I mean, on every aspect of the stock market. So why not? This is what I've done for over 25 years. So this Saturday is going to be a free seminar. You should be there to learn. Call 0803-224-723, 0803-224-723, and 081-613-18569, 081-613-18569. Call those numbers now for details and let them note your interest to attend the workshop this Saturday. See you there. Meanwhile, trading activities on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange closed Wednesday on a negative note, as the All Share Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange declined by 0.37% to close at 26,357.61 points against the previous close of 26,456.39 points on Tuesday. I've got to go. Read the rest up on www.stocksng.com, stocksng.com, until tomorrow morning, when I will be here to attend to your questions. Please send your questions. Let them be short. We'll state where you are calling from, right? And then write your name. Send the same questions to 0803-224-723, 0803-224-723, and 081-613-18569, 081-613-18569. Right now, until tomorrow morning, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabloto. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.